A little more than a week ago, the FDA rattled the biotech industry by rejecting Moderna's mRNA flu vaccine. Officials didn't even review the application. Now the FDA has reversed course and will consider the vaccine, but there is a catch. NPR's pharmaceuticals correspondent Sydney Lupkin reports.
Moderna used its mRNA technology to swiftly create and manufacture its COVID-19 shot during the pandemic. Now, the company wants to use the same technology to make the first mRNA flu vaccine. But it hit a snag. The FDA said it wouldn't even review the new shot because Moderna compared it only to a standard flu vaccine during its main clinical trials. In the studies, the company didn't include a high-dose flu vaccine that is recommended for older people. But refusing to review an application is rare, considering companies communicate with the FDA throughout their research. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry hinted at an event on Tuesday that the agency's refusal to file a letter to Moderna wasn't the final word.
That letter, in my mind, is part of a conversation where you'll see a dialogue between the company and the agency, and they can always, after that letter, ask for the more detailed review. But that's part of the process. That's the conversation.
Now, the catch. Moderna agreed to add a confirmatory study that will focus on older adults after the shot is on the market. Moderna says the new vaccine will be ready for the next flu season, pending FDA approval. The FDA's reversal, however, didn't reassure health economist Rena Conti at Boston University.
This type of chaotic decision-making is the opposite of what the regulator should be doing to regulate medicines in the U.S.
She says she hopes the agency can enforce its rules in a more uniform way going forward. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.